Well, let's speak now to Andrew Dyson. He's the vice-chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. They campaign for a bigger, better railway for passengers. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Toby.
So, a big day yesterday for rail. Was it a good day?
I wouldn't describe it as a good day. I mean, obviously, we're very disappointed in the fact that HS2 has been cancelled completely. And whilst we do welcome the announcements that the government's made for investments in other projects, particularly in South Yorkshire, as with a lot of things, the devil is in the detail. When you look at the list of projects that has been announced, basically it's a combination of items that are already underway or at an advanced stage of planning and a wish list of big ticket items. And the whole point of HS2 was to take the fast trains off the existing network, which would allow more local and regional trains and crucially more freight trains to be run, thus increasing the capacity of the railway. One of the schemes that has been, one of the projects that's been proposed is that the line between Sheffield and Leeds will be electrified, and that'll reduce journey times from 40 to 30 minutes, which is very welcome. But at the moment, there is only one fast train per hour between Sheffield and Leeds because of capacity constraints. And electrifying the line doesn't actually increase the capacity. If you look at the last time the Northern franchise was let in 2016, we were promised then that a second fast service would be introduced between Sheffield and Leeds, and that simply hasn't happened. So it's very difficult to see how they're actually going to deliver the improvements that are proposed. And we're just concerned that we need to see the detail of how it's going to be done. And at the moment, it just comes across as a bit of a wish list.
Simon Calder yesterday was on Twitter saying that the Prime Minister had promised to times the trains between Sheffield by five and Sheffield and Leeds by five. I'd not seen that elsewhere. Is that true?
I'm not sure that he's going to increase them that much. I mean, there are going to be more trains. There's going to be an additional train between Sheffield and Manchester. Work to provide that is already underway. That's the Hope Valley Capacity Improvement Scheme. But that's going to increase the number of fast trains to Manchester from two to three. There'll be an extra two or three to Leeds as proposed and an extra one to Hull. So there will be more services if it comes to pass. But as I say, we don't quite see how we can run those trains without major improvements to the existing network. And it's also not very clear that this has been costed very well. The Prime Minister mentioned the £36 billion that would be invested in more local projects. That conveys the impression that it's a precise figure and they know exactly how that money is going to be spent. But clearly a lot of these projects are just sort of aspirational at the moment. There's no proper cost done. And we just worry that in actual fact, when it comes to it, they won't happen.
And I mean, that is a real possibility, I suppose, isn't it? Because we were looking at yesterday the Prime Minister, who's got to go to the country within the next year.
Absolutely. If you look at the Hope Valley Capacity Improvement Scheme, the first concrete proposals for that, consultations, took place in 2013. And if we're lucky, the scheme will be completed next year. It's taken 11 years from first proposal to completion. Clearly, in the 11 years, I don't think Rishi Sunak is going to be the Prime Minister, even if he wins the next general election. It's very short-term, the announcement, short-termist, because the detail is not clear as to how things are actually going to be delivered. It's very much jam tomorrow.
He did name the Don Valley Line, of course, the Don Valley Tunnel, didn't he? Don Valley Line, I beg your pardon, which is that route between Stocksbridge and Sheffield.
Yes, to be fair, that is a very welcome development, the fact that will go ahead. He also named the Barrow Hill Line, which is the alternative route from Sheffield to Chesterfield via Barrow Hill, and the new station at Waverley. These projects are all very welcome, but I have to say that a lot of work has already been done on those projects by Sheffield Rail Combined Authority. And they're already at an advanced stage. They've got business cases, outline business cases, already put forward. And that is really rehashing something that's already on the table.
And what about Canning HS2? Was that, I'm guessing from your point of view, is that just a bad thing?
It is a bad thing because they use the excuse that basically people using the railway have changed. There's less commuting going on. And whilst that is very true, particularly in London and the South East, there are trains running around now into London that are, you know, half empty all the time. But that isn't the case in the north of England. In London, they have sort of 10, 12 coach trains serving people in the area. In the north of England, there are mainly 2, 3, 4 coach trains. And you'll know yourself, Toby, if you catch that fast train from Sheffield to Leeds, quite often it's packed. It's very difficult to get a seat. It's part of a service that runs from Plymouth to Edinburgh. And, you know, a minor delay early in the day somewhere miles away on the network can impact journeys between Sheffield and Leeds. And, you know, it's just not really good enough. And the investment, although we talk of having a large amount of investment in rails in the north, it's really to be seen whether that actually happens, I'm afraid.
Andrew Dyson, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. What do you make to that? That's what Andrew Dyson has to say about it. He's the Vice Chair of Rail Future Yorkshire.